bring up the big... That's him.
Vous aimez la musique? Puis l'heure suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.
Yes, yes, loved one, Sut. Thank you so much for coming by this week. My name is John R. Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector for this evening. I got an in-studio guest, Miss Sawa. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. We're going to be talking. She's a model, photographer, musician. I probably left a couple things out, but we'll be talking a little bit about that. She also brought some music that we're going to talk about as well. Tonight, I got some music for you from Black Prairie, the A La La's, Calexico. Couple of the twists, turns, surprises, uplifting moments, some downward spirals. But first up, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with Love Burns from the BRMC record out on Virgin Records from 2000. They got a new record out coming out mid-March, but this is reaching back a little bit. Thank you so much. From the album called A La La's Busman's Holiday. They're playing at Pappy and Harriet's Pioneer Town March 7th. They're out on the Innovative Leisure label. Los Angeles band A La La's.
My life.
Space Shuttle Endeavor. That song was played in space. Yeah. Algiers record with the record Algiers was inspired by New Orleans. Before that, we heard Black Prairie with Red Rocking Chair off of the Feast of the Hunter's Moon record. And they're playing in LA Saturday, March 16th at McCabe's. Black Prairie, have you heard them before?
No, I have not.
They're pretty cool because they got a good chunk of the members of the Decemberists, but they kind of have a different vibe. They're, first of all, they don't use the same singer from the Decemberists. That's a big plus for me. But they got a little bit more of that murky, kind of dark folk, you know, vibe to them. I like them a great deal. Prior to that, we heard the A La La's with Busman's Holiday, and we started off the set with Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Love Burns, from their BRMC record, 2000, out on Virgin Records. I'm joined here in the studio by Sawa. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Really good. Sawa is a model, photographer, musician. Am I leaving anything out?
My photography leads into other branches of art, like screen printing and murals and stuff like that. But yeah, photographer.
Cool. And did you start, which came first, modeling or photography?
Definitely photography. I've been doing it since I was a small girl, just for fun.
Yeah. What'd you start with originally?
Which camera?
Sure.
Oh, it was just like a Pentax SLR. Mm-hmm. But I would just pose my friends in my bedroom and use a little house lamp and shoot them and use them as models. And I would travel with my mom and take pictures on our travels as well.
Oh, no kidding. Awesome. And when did you decide to step in front of the camera? Or is that something you could really pinpoint?
Well, I was in photo school, and we would have all these projects to shoot, and we would need models. So we would just kind of model for each other. So I would pose for some of the other photo students, and And then at one point I was approached to do Suicide Girls, and that was almost 10 years ago. And I started doing that. And I figured as a photographer who shoots girls, you should be able to feel what it's like on the other side of the camera too.
Yeah, I've been made fun of before because if I'm working with a model, it's not unusual for me to be showing a female model.
Yeah.
Showing what to do. And so you'll see me and my chubby ass out there saying, okay, so stick your tush out like this. And like, I'll have my hands in back.
Yeah. It's really funny to see male photographers give examples of posing.
As far as, first of all, let's get this out of the way. Where can somebody go to look at your work? I think your current website is thesawa.com.
Yes.
T-H-E-S-A-W-A.
.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in there, you have some current still photography and a little video or two?
Yeah, it's going to be updated a lot really soon, but there's some photography on there. There's a link to my blog. And there's some videos on there, but the most exciting part for me this year is I just shot like a documentary in Europe, an art film, and it's being cut, but the trailer is coming out this week, so that'll be on my site. And it's a trailer for this movie that I shot in Europe when I basically decided to put my whole life in storage and go travel and live for my art 100%.
I've seen your work through the years. I mean, we're acquainted, and I'm really kind of impressed with how you could take it's such a pigeonhole word, but the pinup style, and keep it fresh and keep it and just break new ground with it. I mean, that's personally, as a photographer myself, like the pinup style can be so stale and boring at some points, but your work kind of transcends that. And
thank you.
Yeah, and it's not. Well, you could still touch on the same themes of the pinup genre, you know, some of the traditional poses, but you seem to take it somewhere else.
Yeah, I like to keep it pretty raw, and I like to get something out of the girl. If I'm shooting a girl, I don't want to just go through the textbook of poses, like, okay, do this pose, that pose. I like when you can see in their face that they are, you know, into the photo and feeling something and bring something out of them. Yeah. And yeah.
And you brought some music with you today.
I did.
And is this music you find like personally inspirational or cathartic, or is just something you like that you think kicks ass?
It's all definitely my hugest form of inspiration is music. So there's inspirational music in here, and sometimes some music is just great background music for while you're working. Like if you're painting a wall or something, you can put on something to work to. But should I talk about the first track?
Let's name them off real fast.
Well, I brought Turkmix by The Gaslamp Killer, Sacred Predictions by Burning Witch, and Everybody Daylight by Brightback Morning Light.
Okay, we're going to hear Gaslamp Killer first.
Oh, great.
And we'll come back and talk about it. Thank you, loved ones. Thank you, Sarah. that? Who was that?
That was Bright Black Morning Light.
Uh-huh. I don't think I've heard of them.
I hadn't either. I was, while I was on one of my last trips, I was staying in Amsterdam with my old friend Guy, and he has an amazing vinyl collection. And I discovered it there and played it pretty much on repeat for weeks.
Yeah, I can see why. It's very haunting and it's catchy. It's not hooky, but yeah, there's definitely something that sticks with you.
Yeah.
That it still resonates. You know, it's in my head right now.
Yeah, makes you feel good. Mm.
Who do we hear before that?
That was Burning Witch. And that one takes me back. I remember I used to play that particular song before band practice when I was in a band to get pumped.
Yeah.
If I was feeling kind of tired, I'd put that song on and get
watch
super pumped.
Watch Me Burn.
Yes.
Yeah, Watch Me Burn. You can still find... Watch Me Burn was killer, man. I loved it. And you can still find stuff online.
Yeah.
I think the MySpace page is still up.
Is it? Yeah. I actually got shocked the other day. I was trying to play Wolves in the Throne Room on Spotify, and I typed in W-O-L. And the top hit that came up was Wolf That Ate the Sun by Watch Me Burn. And I was like, oh my God, people still listen to it.
It's still out there, yeah. Well, Loved Ones, Watch Me Burn was, I guess, grind.
I'd call it grindcore, but we were a little more experimental. And the favorite term I heard for it was avant grind.
But all bias aside, you know, going to see that band and watching, this is an internet radio show, but I got to tell you that Miss Sawa, she's easy on the eyes.
You know? Oh, thank you.
So seeing her up there and just screaming her heart out and her eyes rolling back in her head, and it was really something to see. There was a lot of passion with that band. There, you guys are really good.
Yeah, we were feeling it. I had a lot of energy.
Maybe it's good that band ended before you guys started to suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good to quit while you're still ahead. And we called it quits like maybe 6 years ago or something. And maybe one day you'll see me screaming in another band, but it hasn't happened yet.
Are you looking?
Yeah, I still feel like I have a couple years of screaming left in me. It was my favorite outlet. Like it's the best therapy in the world to just play heavy music and scream your head off. So if it worked out, I would love to scream in another band again.
Yeah, but I know you, Sawa. You don't truck with no jive. Yeah, I'm sure you're looking for the right project, not just any old high school kid that comes.
No, I would want to play with, a bunch of like heavy metal type heavyweights and make some sort of rad lineup and do some touring.
And then the first tune you played was from the motherfucking Gaslamp Killer.
The motherfucking Gaslamp Killer.
Yeah. I dig that dude, man, because he's like Shadow, man. Like, his crates are just deep. You could tell he's just got a huge...
Yeah, when he DJs...
He's a music fan.
Definitely. You know? When he DJs, he'll mix in, like, 60s garage music from Japan and Turkish funk music and, like, you know, he finds the best beats and makes the best beats out of most of the people.
It's like Quentin... You know how they talk about Quentin Tarantino and say he's a movie maker, but he's a fan of movies.
Yes.
He loves watching movies, and it's evident in his work. Likewise, yeah, Gaslamp's like
that. And like talking about people's energy on stage, like I go to Low End Theory a lot. It's a club in LA, and it's the beats music that's coming out of there, I think, is unique to anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think 20 years from now, like, people will be talking about what's happening at Low End Theory. I think they're making history. And when he's on stage there, he just has an aura. Like, he has the most amazing energy projecting from him.
Yeah. All right, brace yourself, Sawa, because I'm going to do a little bit of ass-kissing here, okay? So I've been watching your work through the years and in its various forms, and I think... And this is biased here, but what I really enjoy is I think we have a mutual. I see what you see. I'm gonna put it that way. When I see your work, I see what you did. I see what you created. I see what you manipulated, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Thank you.
Having said that, what's next?
Well, lately my main focus is I'm doing these travel diaries. That's because basically my whole life is, but you know, I've been going on these adventures and shooting girls, and now I'm maybe doing a little bit of like appreciating of graffiti, and now I'm just showing it through my point of view, and I'm shooting video while I do all of these projects.
Well, I mean, the bulk of your still photography has been, you know, let's face it, a lot of tits and ass.
Yeah, I shoot a lot of hot babes.
Yeah, and there's you know, there's an adult theme there, and I'm like, not necessarily vulgar, maybe occasionally, but not really. Oh.
You know, it's provocative.
But is that going to be incorporated into the next series?
Definitely. Like, I'm basically, you know, one of the best things about what I do is I can go on a tour through anywhere in the world, but most recently was Europe, and shoot girls along the whole way. Like, I went to 6 different countries and shot maybe 15 different girls. So that's like the glue of the trip. And then each city I go to, I'd try to find graffiti spots and do some work of my own. And that's incorporated into the video and all the other adventures that come along with
it. And that's the video that's going to be debuting soon at the sawa.com.
Yeah, the trailer, because it's a big project. So the trailer, like the teaser, which is awesome. I mean, I hope. I mean, it gets the point across, at least. That'll be on my website this week.
And that's at thesawa.com, thesawa.com. You can also find Miss Sawa here. You can look up her old band, Watched Me Burn. And like I said, I saw that on the MySpace. Also, you could check her out, Sawa, on Suicide Girls. As I said, she's a model. But if you type in Sawa Suicide Girls, you're going to get tons of pictures of all kinds of girls, because she's one of their main photographers and models.
And I post a lot of my pictures. The thing I stay most current with is my Instagram, which is Sawa Side.
We're going to... Awesome. We're going to play a little more tunes. This is John Spencer, Blues Explosion, and he wants you to get your pants off.
Get your pants off!
PJ Harvey with Naked Cousin. That was recorded by John Peel way back in 91. And prior to that, we heard David Bowie and the Spiders from Mars with a certain version of Moonage Daydream. And prior to that, the John Spencer Blues Explosion. So, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it was good having you. Once again, loved ones, you can find her work at thesawa.com, thesawa.com. You can look up her old band, Watch Me Burn, on the MySpace. Sawa, S-A-W-A. You can find her on Suicide Girls. You can find her as a model and a photographer there. And I think there's a Facebook page.
Yes. I have a facebook.com/sawacide, S-A-W-A-C-I-D-E, and an Instagram at the same name.
Awesome. Thank you again for coming down. And loved ones, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to see you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The victory.